Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Joining us on the program on Wisconsin's Morning News is the manager of the Red Hot Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy. Hey, Skip.
How you doing today?
So do you unplug from the world of baseball this week, or did you watch the Derby, and do you watch the All-Star game tonight?
Well, I don't totally unplug. I do. I watch both. My son, who's a minor league player, is here in town from San Antonio, and my other two boys are here, so we all kind of gather and make a night of it.
Pat, as fans look at the Brewers and say, man, they won seven in a row, they swept their last homestand, like, this All-Star break comes at a terrible time because you want to keep it going, yeah. But for people that have never been through a 162-game season, the All-Star break is always welcomed, right?
Yeah, I think it is. For players especially, I think no one realizes the grind that go through, the travel, the daily preparation, the mental strain, everything that goes into it, the physical strain. Sure, there's plenty of athletes. All the professional athletes have their own version of this, but ours is playing competitively 162 days a year. That's a lot. So I think everybody looks forward to it. It's kind of a break in the action. As a manager and as a coach, I don't really look forward to it that much. Whether we're winning or losing, you want the next day to come. You want to keep going. You're in that. But it is what it is, and I know the players need it.
Skip, were you surprised, given his small sample size, that Jacob Mazurowski was selected?
Surprised? Yeah, maybe. Maybe I was surprised a little bit. I think it isn't about deserving. It isn't about whatever. It's about what the fans wanted to see, and I think this is a story, and Miz is in the middle of it, and he had no choice but to say yes, and I think it'll pass. Obviously, that there's plenty of guys that didn't get selected that had deserving first parts of the year. So, it is what it is.
Skip, there's always going to be snubs and people that felt like their teammate or someone in their organization was more deserving than someone else. But I read something that Jacob said once he got to Atlanta, and it put everything in perspective when he said, hey, people aren't mad at me. They're mad at how I got here, and I had nothing to do with that. When you look at an answer like that and how he's been able to handle this situation, can you talk about the maturity that Miz has at this point in his early career?
Well, I'll tell you, the way he's handled everything is fabulous, because he's an authentic kid. And he's real, he's genuine, he's maturing, that's for sure, and he's bright. Obviously, he's been raised right, and I really think it's just a matter of time before this kid continues to climb the ladder as a really solid major league player.
Do you have to audit his innings moving into the second half of the year?
I think we got to keep an eye on things. Yeah. He's very young. He's got a lot going on. He's a lot of arms and legs, and he's throwing the ball extremely hard. He's got great extension. His body is not fully matured, obviously. And, yeah, of course, we have to monitor it.
Pat, what is the message once the team does get back together? You know, you only have, I think, one day to kind of have a practice or kind of get back into the swing of things. And I know it may be tough to just pick up exactly where you left off. So what's the mentality or the message to the team going into the second half of the season?
Yeah, I think it's just to be mindful of where we're at and what do you really want, you know? And do you understand, based on your limited experience, a lot of these guys are in their first year, some in their second, do you understand what it takes? Do you understand what have you learned from last year, and what is it going to take? Are you understanding that you have to be in this certain mindset in the now? You have to play this pitch. You can't scoreboard watch. You can't standings watch. You have to just play this next pitch. Every team is going to seem like they're terrific because the teams that are, quote, out of it play with a freedom, and they can be just as tough to beat as the teams like the Mighty Dodgers, who don't like getting swept, I'm sure, and they have incredible talent,
yeah,
1 through 9 and 1 through 13 on the mound. So you just have to keep your head down and play. And if you understand those principles and don't get involved emotionally with everything else, the results, and just keep the emotions in the process.
So the guy who won the home run derby's nickname is the Big Dumper. So we're trying to figure out if that falls on the on the short list in the team photo of most creative sports athlete nicknames of all time. Does that fall on your short list, Big Dumper?
I think it's a good one.
And what is your take about nicknames, Murph? I mean, because a lot of people, it seems like it has gotten very lazy.
Yeah, Mizrowski and Miz, that's too easy.
Yeah, and some people just put the Y and call you Birchie or, you know, whatever the case may be, or just use your initials.
Murph. But
yeah, or like Murph or PM or something like that. Like, there's no effort put into it, like, trying to give someone a nickname nowadays. But
well, you obviously haven't hung with our club because we have some special ones that really people don't understand, and some we can't even explain. We have some great ones. I think it's a very complimentary way, and it's also a way for me to remember guys, because in my age, you know, it's hard to remember everybody after 46 years. So I use a nickname sometime as a little key to be able to remember their name.
So do you have any, I guess, PG nicknames that you could share amongst your sure. team?
Sure. The kid Siegler, I don't know his first name, but he just joined us. I call him Larry.
He looks like a Larry.
Well, when I was growing up, there was a basketball player for the Celtics, Larry Siegfried. And when I saw his name, Siegler, I'm like, okay, reminds me of Larry Siegfried. So I call him Larry.
Fair enough.
That's cool.
Yeah, it works.
Because, Murph, we were talking about some of the nicknames back in the day. They just don't have them anymore, like Nails.
Yeah,
like Lenny Dykstra, everybody knew he was Nails.
Right.
Like, there's just like not any more cool nicknames like that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right, and I think I aim to bring some of those back, and I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, the trick is that it can't be tied to the name really at all, right? Like, that's the biggest key, right? It just can't be like A-Rod or something like that. It just can't be an initial.
Exactly.
So, all right.
So Durbin, our third baseman, Caleb Durbin, I just found out his name was Caleb. I call him Happy.
Because he's a nice guy, he's a happy guy.
Well, there's actually a long story behind it, but there was a young man that his first name was Happy Durbin, his last name was Durkin, and this kid is Durbin, so I just used it. I just flipped it in there, and I coached that kid back in the '90s. His name was Happy Durkin. So when I heard this kid Durbin, I'm like, hey, we got to call him Happy.
makes perfect sense to me.
Well, what's great is the players have no idea why I'm calling them this, and it makes it even better. And then the other players go, oh, that's perfect. You know, we have no idea why he's calling them Happy.
And everyone does what the skip says, I assume, right? Everyone follows along?
Not always, but
hey,
they know my humor. They know my humor.
Right. Pat, well, it's been a great first half of the season. You guys are looking great. It's so much fun to watch and listen to you guys play. Enjoy the game tonight with your boys.
Thanks so much.
Pat Murphy on Brewers 360.